B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
A Boston judge rules on ICE and court dates. Encore, ready for you on Sunday. And it's about to be a record-breaking weekend at the box office. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Looks like the Justin Bieber-Tom Cruise fight may be happening after all.
Leroy has your sports.
Tell the truth. You would cry, too, in front of the world if your dreams became a reality.
But first, a Boston federal court judge has ruled U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials to stop arresting undocumented immigrants who show up for court dates in Massachusetts. The ruling's after a case brought by public defenders and prosecutors who say that those arrests are disrupting the criminal justice system because defendants, witnesses, and others who are too afraid to come to court. Well, get ready. It's almost here. The
ready,
Encore
pimps.
Casino
ready.
Is set to open its doors to the public on Sunday at 10 a.m. Wynn Resorts, they say they have a very detailed plan on how to deal with all the crowds, including having snack and water stations for people in line. The casino is urging people, leave your cars at home, take public transportation instead, and they're also going to have extra shuttle buses and boats, so good luck out there on Sunday. And it could be a record-breaking weekend as Toy Story 4 is in theaters. Yeah. Reports say it could make up to $200 million, and if it does, it would beat Incredibles 2 as the biggest Pixar movie opening, which made $182.6 million. Leroy and I both saw it earlier this week. It is phenomenal.
Give me a grade.
Oh, for me, it's A all the way. A plus.
A plus.
So good.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know how I am. I'm tough with movies.
Yeah,
that
you
was
are.
Really good.
I will argue. I always argue this. The Toy Story franchise is the greatest franchise of any movie that, you know, has had more than one sequel, because every single one has been an A-plus movie.
Yeah.
They've all been spectacular.
And even when 3 ended, I was like, you know what? I was satisfied. It felt good. And then I heard about 4. I'm like, oh, I hope they don't ruin it. Not at all. It's so good.
Okay, good.
It's
That's
so
good to
good.
Hear.
And then there's another new movie out, Child's Play. Mark Hamill as the voice of Chucky in the updated version.
Good luck
of the
with that one.
88 horror classic.
I saw a trailer.
It does look good, but like, you're going up against Toy Story 4.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I mean, anybody who
ballsy.
Like, literally, it's like we have, you know, it's all toys.
Yeah.
One of a toy that kills and another one of just toys that like sit around and play.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
All right, ladies, think of how you'd feel if your man went on a vacation with his ex. Just think about how you'd feel about that. Because that's what Sophia Richie is dealing with at this very moment, as her man, Scott Disick, and his ex, Kourtney Kardashian, are both on vacation with their kids in Costa Rica.
Wait.
And this is someone who Kourtney says could potentially be her soulmate.
So it's just him and her.
Oh, yeah. Well, Kim and North are also tagging along as well, but...
But they're not, like, sleeping in the same room.
Most likely not, no.
Why couldn't he bring his woman? That's kind of weird.
He could bring... Well, that's the thing. There's no word as to why Sophia is... They have gone on vacation before, all of them.
Mm.
No word why Sophia is not there, although her dad, Lionel Richie, celebrated his 70th birthday yesterday, so that could be a reason. Maybe they're doing a big party for him. Who knows? But it's still a very interesting situation. Fetty Wap is being accused of assaulting a woman after a video shoot. This happened Wednesday night in the Hollywood Hills, and they had just finished shooting a video. So Fetty invited a bunch of women back to a rented Airbnb. And at some point in the night, the accuser went into a room alone with Fetty, and that's when things went left and he allegedly hit her. So the woman took out her phone and started recording.
You really just put your hands on me, for real. Do it again. Do it again, Fetty. Put your hands on me.
You heard that smack?
Yeah.
That's when he went up to her and he supposedly smacked the phone out of her hand. LAPD are investigating and they say he's considered now a battery suspect and they are looking to interview Fetty. And Justin Bieber got everyone excited when he challenged Tom Cruise to a fight in the Octagon on Twitter. Turns out the whole thing was one big joke and the Biebs told TMZ that he likes to joke around. He didn't really mean anything by it, knowing Tom Cruise would kick his ass. Well, it looks like there may be some truth behind this tweet and the fight may happen. Word is an executive at UFC has been in heavy contact as recently as last Friday with Justin Bieber's manager and Dana White, who say that he's 100% down with this. And according to the Biebs manager, Justin would absolutely fight Tom if Tom was down. And sources say Tom Cruise is into it.
Oh my God.
They're waiting
amazing.
Just for an official word to make this whole thing happen.
I would buy
you
tickets.
Pay money for that to watch it on, say, pay-per-view?
Yes, and I would try and get tickets to go see it in Vegas.
Wow.
Live. Are
that
you kidding me?
Amazing. Amazing.
That'd be huge.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right. In the Women's World Cup, the U.S., they defeated Sweden 2-0. That's three World Cup games with three shutouts. So they're doing their thing. They can keep it up. In Major League Baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays, this is very interesting, right? They have been given permission to look into playing home games in two cities. All right. Okay. Now, part of the plan would be to build a new stadium in each city, which would be Tampa and Montreal.
What?
That's 1,500 miles apart. Yes.
I thought you were going to say like Tampa and Orlando.
No.
Tampa and that's what's going to be their home games?
Yes. They will play home games in Tampa and home games in Montreal. Now, both cities are trash for baseball when it comes to attending games. And none of this really makes sense to me. It doesn't make sense to a lot of people. It seems very desperate, but we'll see what happens with this. Y'all might laugh, but there's a rap beef going on in the NBA between Marvin Bagley of the Sacramento Kings and Damian Lillard, Dame Dolla of the Trail Blazers. I'm just putting it out there. People are talking about it. You can check it out when you have a chance. But the biggest story of the night, not only in the NBA, but in sports, was the NBA draft. Zion Williamson of Duke, he went number one to the Pelicans. That's not a surprise. But all night long, as people were being picked, there was just tears flowing all night long.
Life-changing.
Oh, it was life-changing. It was great to see. You know how the mothers are always with the ballers. You're kind of used to that.
Yeah.
But it was really good to see fathers out there. And, I mean, players were crying on their parents' shoulders, all that. It was really, really good
to
see.
How could you not cry, man?
Right.
Like, you're an automatic millionaire.
Right. Celtics made four picks and two trades. So, Boston, you can welcome Indiana guard Romeo Langford. Tennessee forward Grant Williams, Purdue guard Carson Edwards, and LSU guard Tremont Waters. The Celtics also traded away Aaron Baines to Phoenix. Sox and Blue Jays tonight at 7:10, and that's your sports.
All right, leaving you with some good news. Proof that a small gift can make a big difference. So a grandmother in D.C. has struggled with homelessness for 20 years, and... Really?
Oh, my God.
And on Mother's Day, a stranger named Faye gave her a watch. And after that, they started talking and meeting and have become friends. And Faye said that just because you're homeless doesn't mean that you don't have places to be. You have to get to shelters, hot meal trucks on time. And this inspired Faye to do more as she started collecting and donating watches to others and is encouraging people to give a watch to someone else who is struggling as well. I love it. That's your good news. And this report made hot by Dedham Savings Bank. Dedham Savings Bank, going above and beyond for customers since 1831.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.